Video: Teenage boy shot in near an eye while riding Chicago train. By Amy Furr on December 20, 2022. Chicago police are looking for a suspect after a 16-year-old was shot in the face on a train Sunday just after 2 a.m. The boy was shot once in his ear and eye while riding the train near the Cermak Chinatown station. He later told officers he heard multiple gunshots, but that was the only information he was able to report, according to ABC7. A witness provided a description of a possible suspect, the outlet said. Police found a male matching the suspect description and took him into custody, and a handgun was recovered at the scene. However, hours later, that person was released without being charged, police said. The Chicago Police Department shared surveillance video Sunday of a suspect wearing a black coat and red hood. At one point in the clip, what appears to be a gun is seen in the individual's hand. The teenage victim was transported to a hospital in serious condition. Police asked citizens with more information regarding the case to call Area 1 Detective Crespo number 20747 at 312-747-8380. Meanwhile, 10 people were shot and 3 died Wednesday in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's, D., Chicago. Breitbart News also noted at least 25 people were shot, 6 of them fatally, over the weekend in the city. The outlet reported Saturday that a 14-year-old boy and 15-year-old boy were fatally shot Friday afternoon near a Chicago high school. Both deceased victims were shot in the head. The 15-year-old who was killed has been identified as Brandon Perez, while the name of the deceased 14-year-old has not been released, the article stated. As the crime wave plagues citizens in President Joe Biden's D. America, people are more likely now than at any time over the past 5 decades to say there is more crime in their local area than there was a year ago, Gallup reported in October. The 56% of U.S. adults who report an increase in crime where they live marks a 5 percentage point uptick since last year and is the highest by 2 points in Gallup's trend dating back to 1972, the article read.